Who's Sorry Now? A Grace and Favor Mystery by Jill Churchill. Read by Susan Erickson. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Monday, April 17th, 1933. Robert Brewster was waiting around the train station in Voorburg-on-Hudson for a box of books he'd ordered for his sister Lily's next birthday. A week ago, he'd sneaked away to New York City with a list the comely town librarian had given him. Miss Philomena Exley knew Lily's reading habits and favorite authors. He'd been told that two of the author choices she'd enjoyed had new books coming out at the end of the week, if he'd care to wait for just one package to be shipped by train to Voorburg. Since he was doing this much earlier than necessary, which was not the way he normally treated birthdays, Robert didn't mind. Mostly, he frantically picked up some silly trinket at the last minute and offered to pay Lily's way to a talkie. But getting to speak at length with Miss Exley was a rare treat. Since there was no longer a post office in Voorburg, because it burned down years ago, the incoming mail and packages were in bags at the train station, and the residents had to rummage through the bags to fish out what they'd received. There was a porter who hung around the station, helping with luggage and living on the tips, which must have been meager in these hard times. Edwin McBride had been at the bonus march and heard Jack Summer, the editor of the Voorburg Times, talk about Voorburg. It had sounded like a nice town, so he'd settled there. "A box for you, Mr. Brewster," McBride said. "Really heavy." Robert tipped him 50 cents.